Hello.
Hello, my name is Kyra. It's on your call back from customer support. How can I help you today?
Who are you with? Is this the primary mark?
Ma'am, what we are costing, ma'am, we service over 100 different vendors.
Well, I got charged something on my checking account, and that's why I'm trying to find out who did this.
Okay, how much you charge, ma'am?
Well, it was for six. Well, are you at that 833-638 number?
I'm gonna turn your call back, ma'am. You left your number.
Yeah, I left my number, but I'm sitting here. Well, okay, this is the first one. I had three calls that this was done on the same day. 833-638. Oh, whose number do you want, mine or?
No, your zip code, ma'am.
Oh, the zip code 78654. I'm sorry.
76584.
No, 78654.
What's your first and last name, please?
Debbie Wright.
Okay. Give me one moment, please. Thank you. Okay. Ms. Wright, for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address, please?
6700 Singleton Bend Road, Marble Falls, Texas, 78654.
Okay, thank you so much for verifying information. Give me one moment, please. Yes, Ms. Wright, I'm still here. Just give me one moment, please.
Is there anything? Well, I heard a dog bark in the car. He hit the dog with him? Oh, that's what I was asking. Okay. That's weird. I wonder how that happened. Wind. Yeah, well, that, yeah.
Hello, Ms. Wright.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. I do see here you paid $5.45 shipping and handling for the anti-aging cream and the anti-aging eye serum. They do reduce fine lines and wrinkles.
I don't remember doing that. The amount says $6.45.
Okay. You don't recall ordering two products, ma'am?
I've ordered something, but I didn't think it was. I don't know why I would do that because I've tried that stuff for different stuff before and it didn't do any good. But the thing is, I haven't gotten it either.
Okay.
That's why, when I saw that on my account. Yeah, I had three different numbers the same date, just for, like $6, $5, and
$4. Okay, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Let me just check on the tracking. But you do remember paying $6.45. It seemed like they added two products on here, the anti-aging face cream and the eye serum. It does help a lot, ma'am, with the wrinkles. Let me just check to see the tracking. Oh, okay. We have a date here. It'll be delivered to you on tomorrow.
Well, I haven't. Okay, so none of it's been. These three different places. There's another one called Electronic Variant.
How much will you charge, ma'am?
$5.45.
Okay. That's for the anti-aging face cream, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And how about Electronic Mega for $4.99? Is this all the same stuff?
That's for expedited shipping.
Huh?
Expedited shipping.
Well, you weren't trying to say I hadn't gotten any of this stuff.
Yes, ma'am. It was ordered on the 19th. I do understand you said you had the expedited shipping and everything, but, you know.
I didn't expedite no shipping.
You didn't ask for expedited shipping?
Well, I didn't do it, but maybe they just, I don't even remember ordering this stuff, to be honest with you, but I thought it was something else.
Okay.
Well, can I send it back when I get it?
Well, we do have a no return policy, ma'am.
Oh, that's nice. How come I wasn't told that?
It's that in the term condition, ma'am, that we do have a no return policy, ma'am.
Okay, fine, but I don't want to see, I don't want anything else shipped to me.
Okay.
So just, you know, take me off your list or whatever.
I do understand you want to cancel, ma'am. We can give you a full 30 days to try the product out to see if you like it or not.
Well, I'll try it, but I still don't want to, I don't want to be sent anymore.
Okay.
And I thought most count has been closed out anyway because I didn't recognize those numbers. Yeah, I've forgotten all about it, actually. So.
Okay. So you called your bank and canceled your account out, ma'am?
Well, yeah, because I didn't know. I mean, those charges went through, but I didn't know what they were for because,
Okay, when you called them and canceled your account out, ma'am, what did they state to you? You filed a dispute for the charge or something, ma'am?
No, I didn't call anybody. I'm just telling you. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I did call. No, I called the bank and told them I didn't know what it was.
Okay.
And so they wanted to close my account out.
Oh, okay.
So they were, you know, I've had stuff like this happen before, whether it was, you know, like, God tried something and, you know, I'd turn around and get it, but then they, you know, always got my money back on it. But, I mean, I not worried, it wasn't that much, but it's just I didn't know what the stuff was for. You know, these, you know, three different weird names and, you know, I understand what it is now, but anyway, but I don't, I'm just saying, I wouldn't be able to, you know, so I just want to cancel the order so I don't get any more is what I want to say.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I have canceled you. Would you like to write down your cancellation number today?
Sure. Okay. I'm ready.
C as in Charlene, 263-399-797.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me repeat this. You said C 233-399-797.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's fine. I just didn't know what it. I didn't even. You know, when the name isn't what you know, I mean, I didn't even think about that, but you know, the names of these places, I didn't have any clue what they were, so.
Yes, ma'am.
Anyway, okay. That's fine, as long as it's canceled. But y'all got your money. I got charged for it, so.
Okay. Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you, Conquest. Well, you have a great day.
Mm-hmm, you too.